Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNRadio.com/Behind the Badge.
Welcome back to House March Radio. Lou Manfredini. You know, there's something about cooking outdoors. I don't know what it is, but it is something that is just amazing. And, you know, I go on this yearly trip with a bunch of buddies of mine in October, and we go camping and fishing and skeet shooting, and we cook everything over an open fire outside, you know, and everything smells like a campfire. Well, we're a little bit more sophisticated now because we've got all these wonderful barbecue items and grills and things of all different sorts that you can use to create this unbelievable experience. And, you know, we're talking about Oasis and creating an outdoor space where you can cook and entertain and welcome people, I think, is such an important thing. Joining me on the phone line is Adam McMahon, who is the president over at the Barbecue Authority. Adam, good morning and welcome to House Smarts Radio.
Morning, Lou. Thank you so much for having me. It's a pleasure to be here.
What is it about cooking outdoors? I mean, I know I love to do it, and there's just something about it. I don't know. Is it primal? What do you think it is?
Mainly I think it's social. We get outside. We're in the sun. We have other people out there with us. The open flame. There's something about it that just brings people together. And it's funny because it kind of transcends seasons. Seeing more and more people, you know, cooking outside 365 days a year. So yeah. To your point, I'm not sure if it's primal or if it's social, but there's something definitely that gravitates people to the grill.
Well, and I think that, you know, one of the things that's probably most challenging with this is there are a gazillion different products out there, and it can be super confusing for people. Tell me a little bit about the Barbecue Authority and who you people are and how you can help people.
Sure. So we've made our livelihood sifting through those thousands of products and kind of narrowing it down to the best value and the best products that you could find.
Right.
So we have a retail location in the Chicagoland area. If you're local to Chicago, we're in Lyle and Ogden Avenue. But I think our biggest presence is probably at bbqauthority.com. We're available nationwide. We sell all our products on our website. And we're just a group of people that, you know, on top of making our living off grills and barbecue and so on and so forth, we truly enjoy it. We use all the products that we sell. We test them out. So, like I said, we sift through all that noise and kind of narrow down the latest and greatest for you.
Is that, Adam, is that kind of why you started? Because there's a lot of garbage out there. And I mean, even a lot of garbage that you could spend a fair amount of money on and then be disappointed. I mean, was your goal to be able to kind of sift through, as you mentioned, and find the best value? Like, look, if you buy this, yeah, it might cost you a couple extra bucks, but this is what it can do, and this is why you're going to like it. I mean, it seems like that's really the passion behind what you guys do at Barbecue Authority.
Absolutely. So, you know, funny enough, we actually started in the fireplace business. You know, we've been around actually, our predecessor company, which is still around today, Fireplace and Chimney Authority. We've been around since 1992. But we had a couple of fireplace manufacturers that actually made grills. So we said, hey, you know what the heck? Fireplaces weren't selling so hot in the summer back in the day.
Right.
So why don't we bring some, grills in? And that's what we did. And we realized, you know, there's something behind a really well-made grill that just changes the way you cook.
Yeah.
And you know, we were down in the beginning. We had a couple different grills. We had people coming and asking, "Hey, what about this? Hey, what about this? Hey, what about this?" So we'd bring product lines in. Some we kept. Some we would go through and say, "Hey, you know what? This isn't for us." But absolutely, that's what we did. Is as our customers came and we're looking for more and more categories within the barbecue line, we just started to bring in lines and saw, try to figure out what what offered the kind of the best bang for the buck. And now, I mean, we literally have, dozens and dozens and dozens of different manufacturers we work with.
I love hearing a story like that, right? Where you were in this other business, you know, a successful business, and then, you know, somebody comes and says, hey, what do you think about this? And probably initially, you know, you were like, that we could try that, whatever, let's see what happens. And then all of a sudden, you know, lightning strikes and you realize that there's a great opportunity for, I mean, there is this kind of cult-like following when it comes to so many different manufacturers and things that people are so interested in. You said you focus on the quality ones, but what are some of your better sellers at the Barbecue Authority and thebarbecueauthority.com? And why? Why do you think that is?
Standing behind manufacturers that stand behind their product are always going to be the best sellers. A couple that stand out currently are Napoleon Grills. They make a pretty moderately priced grill, but their warranties are absolutely insane, personally. A lot of their grills offer lifetime warranties on the majority of the grill itself.
Wow.
And you know, you don't have to spend $5,000-$7,000 on a grill. A lot of their grills are going to be at that 3,000 point and under. So people really love that price point, and they love the warranty that Napoleon offers to stand behind those grills. A couple other ones that come to mind: Fire Magic out of California makes a beautiful luxury grill. All 304 stainless, very high BTU, but also a very nice warranty on there. And kind of one last product that comes to mind, which is newer to the game, is Gosney, which is a pizza oven manufacturer.
Oh, yeah.
They make a very, very quality product, versatile. You could use gas or wood on there at a very nice price point. And that's actually our product of the month at Barbecue Authority. So if you're in the Chicagoland area, you're looking for a pizza oven, we're offering a free gift with any Gosney that you purchase, and obviously our low price guarantee that you're never going to find a lower price than ours.
I've seen that Gosney pizza oven, and I've seen it. You know, they have some elaborate setup where they've got a stand and they put it up. It is literally a work of art, and people say that the pizzas that they crank out of these things are unbelievable. And that leads me to kind of, you know, creating that outdoor space, right? I mean, in many respects, that where you cook and do all that can sort of become a centerpiece, right, when you're creating that outdoor living space?
Absolutely. Outdoor kitchens and outdoor cooking spaces have been real popular in the coastal areas, for decades. And in the past 10 years, we've really seen them become a fixture in the Midwest and especially the Chicago area. So beyond just having, you know, the gas grill, we're seeing more and more people really make their either patio or deck a full kitchen where they're going to have more than just that gas grill.
Yeah, it's really, really something. Tell me a little bit about your team. You talked about how good these grills are and the warranty and whatnot, but I know you're also very proud of the people that work and do all the heavy lifting over at the Barbecue Authority.
Yeah, I couldn't be prouder of our team. Great group of people that we work with. Some of them, you know, already had a passion for barbecue and outdoor cooking going in. And some of them, you know, like the idea of having a stable job, and then they became a barbecue fanatic while working for us. But I would say just about everybody that works for us loves outdoor cooking. Almost everybody, if not everybody, has one of our grills, in many cases, multiple grills that we offer, and they really just immerse themselves. So, you know, when you talk to one of our people, you're talking to somebody that truly has a vested interest in getting you the best product for your situation, because right, they've done the same thing.
Right. I know that, you know, you said that, you know, the thrust of your sales is the barbecueauthority.com, and obviously this show not only broadcasts in Chicago, but it streams all across the country. So anybody listening, of course, can go to your website. But you're also very proud of your cooking classes, because that can involve everyone. I mean, anybody can become a barbecue aficionado if they just know how to use these grills and maybe some recipes and tricks of the trade, right?
Yeah, absolutely. So like you said, in the Chicago area, we have cooking classes. And we notice, you know, both folks that we deal with around the country and folks that we deal locally, a lot of times it's going to start with just one member of the family coming in and saying, hey, I want this, I want that.
Yeah.
But the people who are happiest with their outdoor setups, and what happens in most times and most circumstances anyway, is they really get the whole family involved. You know, they'll bring the wife, they'll bring the kids. They'll say, hey, you know, honey, I want this, or dad, I want this. And those are the people that really get the most out of their outdoor kitchen, or their outdoor living space. If you could incorporate the entire family, mom, dad, kids, whatever. And the biggest thing is, you know, none of this stuff is rocket science. None of this stuff is hard to use. So when you do, you know, either go through a cooking class at our Chicagoland location, or you just look at some of the recipes or blogs on our website, it's very easy to get the whole family involved. None of this is very difficult.
Right. Adam, do you have any other special sales coming up that people could take advantage of at thebarbecueauthority.com?
Yeah, absolutely. So we always have a wide range of promotions. We have a full promotion page. We work with our manufacturers to bring different promotions in a week by week and month by month basis. If you are in Chicago or you're going to be in the Chicagoland area, in June, we are teaming up with Primo, which is one of our Kamado grill manufacturers.
That's an awesome grill.
It is an awesome grill. Very versatile lot. You could do with a great charcoal grill. So Primo is coming to Chicago on June 25th. They'll be at our store between noon and 4 in Lyle. Cooking demonstrations, they're bringing in a bunch of their influencers. There'll be a band, different promotions, specials on the grills themselves, a ton of food, drinks, you name it. So if you're going to be in the area June 25th, definitely stop by.
That's awesome. And finally, it's not just over at the Barbecue Authority, it's not just about selling grills and, you know, making a profit. You also are very proud of how you guys give back to the community. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, we're always doing something, working with one local group or another. We've done charity fests for the MS Society. Right before COVID, we were working with the Special Olympics on on a festival with them. Currently, right now, with our special formula number 4, which is our own hot sauce and our own rub, a portion of every sale goes to support homeless veterans. My business partner is a very proud Marine, so something near and dear to all our hearts. So that's what we're currently doing to try to help out a little bit. A portion of all sales go to homeless veterans.
You got a lot of places to spend your money, and I think that when you find companies that are willing to give back and do it consistently, it's a great place to do that. All right, Adam, give us all the information where people can learn more about your business and help them create an outdoor living space and a centerpiece when it comes to outdoor cooking.
Sure, absolutely. So all socials at BBQ Authority, online at bbqauthority.com. Or if you're in the Chicagoland area, come visit us at 1702 Ogden Avenue in Lyle.
BBQ Authority. Now, in my notes here, there's a dash. Is there a dash in that name, or will it come up without
it? Either one will work. Either go BBQ-Authority or BBQ Authority, it's all going to the same place.
Adam McMahon is the president of the Barbecue Authority. Adam, I really do appreciate you taking time this morning. The best of luck to you, your partner, and your entire team over there.
Thank you, Luke. Thank you for having me. Appreciate it.
You're listening to House Smarts Radio with me, Lou Manfredini. Our phone number is 857-557-4LOU. Now I just want to get out and barbecue. That's what I want to do. I'm like so hungry just thinking about all the things you could cook outside. 857-557-4LOU. Don't go away.